many people, and I'm sure you've been asked this 100,000 times, many people are struck when they watch you conduct by the fact that you're not using a baton. How has that evolved, or was that always the way you conducted? And have there been, are there sort of any anecdotes about how this particular style of conducting has impacted on your communication with orchestras in the past?
Well, what happens is that when I'm working, say, with a period instrument orchestra, I'm very often playing the harpsichord as well. And so if I were to use a baton, I'd have to put it between my teeth. And then I would probably look like Carmen with a rose. And so I find generally conductors are best when they're not armed. And so, at least with batons, they need arms. But so I generally, when I'm doing the sort of music I do, which is essentially 17th, 18th, and 19th century music, the beat is fairly stable, it's fairly clear. So I don't have to do those fancy little beat patterns that Boulez and co. have to do if you're doing the Rite of Spring. We don't have to count in 11. I'm not sure I can count up to 11, actually. And so I don't use one. What I am doing is trying to communicate the gestures in the music that I want. And hopefully there's enough of a beat that the orchestra can play together. If I'm doing very modern music, which occasionally I do, I had several pieces actually been written for me by composers that I know, so they're actually sitting in the audience, so they'll tell me if it doesn't work. Then I do conduct, but I conduct more like Boulez, shall we say, than somebody with a big white stick. I did also once, fun enough, in St. Louis, which is where I'm speaking to you from right now, put a baton behind my glasses because I'd forgotten I had it in my hand. So I'm best without them. I think, as you could say, I'm a bit of a klutz. And the less things I have to drop, throw, or break, the better.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.